الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Our mashayikh, they make a very interesting point concerning the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously when an individual, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns an individual towards himself, then there is a journey that that person undertakes. So you start at point A, and the goal is to get to point Z. So concerning that journey, our mashayikh, they say that the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not traversed through the servant's strength. The path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not traversed through the servant's strength. Instead, it's through the recognition of his own weakness that a servant advances. It's actually a beautiful statement, just something to think about. The path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not traversed through a servant's strength. Instead, it's through the recognition of his own weaknesses that the servant actually makes progress. So basically what this is highlighting is that the goal on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not for us to be able to flex our muscles and show what we can do. So it's not that you stand up and you say, I'm now going to be praying tahajjud every single night and I'm going to prove how much I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to read this much Quran. I'm going to fast this many days with that attitude. So that's not the way by which an individual progresses. Actually, what leads to the progress of an individual is that they begin to recognize their own inability to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, that's going to come from two things that are understood. It's going to be based on two understandings. The first, the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no matter what we offer, it's not going to be sufficient in order to praise Allah. Right? Because we know that the whole world can get together and every individual in the world can make the decision that they are going to praise Allah to the best of their ability, to the best of their strength. And even if the whole world got together and began to praise Allah, we would not raise Allah in any way. He's already supreme and exalted. So the first point that we should recognize is that there is no way that we can grant Allah what is His due. So that's the first aspect of this understanding. And the second is our own inherent weakness, is that we're just not able to do it. Number one, we don't have the ability. Number two, we don't have the strength. So when a person progresses, it's in their progress that they begin to recognize that actually the only one that can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way he deserves to be praised is he himself. Now often people will say that, you know, I want to become a better Muslim, so I'm going to now decide that I'm going to pray every single night the night prayer. But that doesn't necessarily make you a true servant. Yes, there's benefit in praying the night prayer. Obviously, it's a goal of every Muslim to pray the night prayer. But if the intention is to show off one's strength to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prove how much we can actually worship Allah, then there may not be as much gain from that night prayer. So actually, the way ibadah should be looked at is not necessarily something that you decide that you're going to do, but rather something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you as a sign of your own recognition, as your sign of your progress. So one thing is that an individual basically hears a talk and says, I'm going to stay up every night, I'm going to pray the tahajjud prayer, and they can try, and it might last a day, it might last two, but then it disappears. That's because they consciously are saying, I'm going to do this. Another thing is an individual says, I'm going to approach Allah, and as they consistently make an effort, footstep by footstep, Allah begins to bestow upon them the tawfiq to pray the night prayer, the tawfiq to regularly interact with the Quran, the tawfiq to come to the masjid for the prayer, etc., etc. So actually the point of progress is when we begin to recognize our own weakness. And this existed all the way at the time of the companions. For example, on one occasion, Hazrat Hanzala, famous companion of the Prophet ﷺ, you heard this story, he was returning from some place and he was saying, Nafaka Hanzala, Nafaka Hanzala. That Hanzala has become a munafiq, Hanzala has become a munafiq. Right? So where do you think that type of attitude arose from? It didn't arise from their thinking about how much they did for Allah. Instead, it arose from their thinking about how much they needed to do for Allah, how inefficient they were and how weak they were in their own eyes. And that was the type of attitude that drove them. Now, that attitude was so contagious that then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is passing by, he hears this and he says, what are you talking about? How did you become a munafiq? He says, well, when I'm with the Prophet ﷺ, I feel one way. When I'm away from the Prophet ﷺ, I feel another way. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, well, then I feel the same way. So I'm also a hypocrite. So then they both went to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ explained to them that there's no way they could always be in that state. Yes, when they're with the Prophet ﷺ, they're going to be in a special state because he's permanently connected. When they're away from that, it may not be at that level. Similarly, you know the story of Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu anh. So she was the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, and she was sitting one day on her musalla just making dhikr. He left to pray the Fajr prayer. He left the house. He came back after the Duha prayer and he saw her sitting there. So he said to her, have you been sitting here this whole time? And she said, yes, I've been sitting here this whole time. And obviously she had been doing dhikr the whole time. She wasn't going to be doing anything else. So the Prophet ﷺ said to her that I've said just a few words, right? 4 words, 3 times. And that was more weighty than what you performed. And then he taught her, or taught the whole ummah basically, right? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa rida'a nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. Now if you think about the translation of this, praise and glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it basically puts everything back in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi. Praise and glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the number of His creation. So look, basically it doesn't say any number that we can think of. We could say a million, we could say a billion, we could say a trillion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation is way beyond that. We can't encompass it. So we basically just take it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, all praise and all glory be to you as much as your creation. And then the dua continues and continues, but the point is the same. The point is that it's through the individual's recognition of their own weakness that they progress. So we shouldn't stand up thinking that we're doing some favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we've achieved something in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in our own eyes. Yes, in the eyes of Allah, we may be achieving things. That's Allah's mercy. That's Allah's acceptance of what we have to offer. But basically, what we should be doing is recognizing our own inconsistencies. And it's through that recognition, when an individual begins to say, Ya Allah, I can't praise you the way you deserve to be praised. Ya Allah, you're too perfect to be praised from this imperfect tongue. Ya Allah, what can this imperfect being offer? What can this poor being offer to the one who owns and possesses everything in the universe? And it's through that understanding that an individual actually progresses. So, and that comes obviously through one's dhikr, because the more a person does dhikr, the more they reflect, the more they think about themselves, the more they begin to recognize their own inconsistencies, and the more they begin to recognize Allah's perfection. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be among those who pick up on our own weaknesses and to be among those who come to the reality of Allah's perfection. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.